Sarah's eyes blazed. Mary, you have ruined everything. You never wanted me to have the power to be my sister. I should have known. I will have payment, the creature cried, grabbing fast to Sarah's arm. She screamed, and then I did find my legs. Oh, diary, found them and ran as the wind to Eugenia, told her all as she grabbed her robe and candle. When we returned, the child lay there, a reminder of my sin. But Sarah was gone. Eugenia's mouth tightened. We must hie to the winterlands. We found ourselves in that land of ice and fire, of thick, barren trees and perpetual night. The creature had begun its work, Sarah's eyes turning black as stones. Eugenia stood tall. Sarah Rhys Toome, you will not be lost to the winterlands. Come back with me. Come back. The creature turned on her. She has invited me. She must pay, or the balance of the realms is forfeit. I shall go in her place. No, I shouted, even as the creature's mouth twisted from surprise into a hideous grin. So be it. There is much we could do with one so powerful. We could breach the other world in time. Sarah moaned then. Eugenia threw to me her amulet of the crescent eye. Mary, run. Take Sarah with you through the doors, and I shall close the realms. The thing howled in fury. Never. I could not move, could not think at all. No, you mustn't, I cried. We cannot lose the realms. The thing caused her to cry out in pain then. Her eyes were filled with a pleading that took my breath away, for I had never seen Eugenia frightened before. The realms must stay closed until we can find our way out again. Now, run, she screamed. And, oh diary, I did, pulling Sarah with me. Eugenia made the door appear for us. We jumped through to safety, and the last I saw of Eugenia, she was shouting the spell to close the realms, even as she was swallowed by the dark without a trace. The thing raced for us then. I placed the amulet against the shape in the door, locking it fast. Open the door again, Mary. Sarah was on her feet. She'd been changed by the creature, the two of them linked. No, Sarah, the magic is gone now. We have ended it. Look. The door of light began to fade before us. She ran for me, turning the candle over. Within seconds, the room was ablaze. I cannot say what happened next, for I ran from the east wing, ran hard for the woods, and watched as a strange light filled the sky over it. Watched the flames burn, and my dearest friend with it. So the magic of the Order and realms is gone now. I can feel all traces of it slipping from the world with the harsh first light of morning. It is gone, and so is Mary Dowd. She no longer exists. Tonight she went into the woods, and I fear she shall live in the woods of my soul for the rest of my days.
Miss Moore closes the book. We're speechless. Please go on, Pippa says, her voice a mere whisper. Miss Moore riffles through the pages.
I can't. There is no more. That is where our story ends, it would seem, in a dark wood.
Miss Moore stands and straightens her skirt.
Thank you for sharing that with me, ladies. It was most interesting.
I can't believe Mary killed that poor little girl, Anne says when we're alone again.
Yes, Felicity says. Who would do such a thing?
A monster, I say.
She no longer exists.
It's what my mother said. Something about that creeps inside me and won't leave. I don't know why. I can't sleep. There's still too much magic running in my veins, and the story of Mary and Sarah has me feeling uneasy, as if I need to prove that what we're doing is different. Good. I dress quickly and walk in the woods till I find myself just outside Kartik's tent, where he sits reading. I step from behind a tree, startling him.
What are you doing?
He asks. I couldn't sleep. He goes back to his book. I want him to know that I am good, Not like Mary and Sarah. I would never do the horrible things they did. For some reason, I desperately want him to like me. I want him to wake from dreams of me, sweating and alive. I can't say why, but I do. Kartik, what if I could show you that the Rakshana is wrong? What if I could prove to you that my power, the magic of the Order, is wonderful? His eyes widen.
Tell me you haven't done what I think you've done.
I step forward. I don't recognize my voice. It is so desperate and near tears. There's nothing wrong with it. It's beautiful. I want to say beautiful, but I don't because I'm on the verge of crying. He shakes his head, backs away. I'm losing him. I should let it alone. Go away. Stop. But I can't. Let me show you. I'll take you with me. We could look for your brother. I reach for his hand, but he practically leaps to the other side of the tent.
No, it's not for me to see, not for me to know.
Just take my hand, please.
No!
Why did I think I could win him over? Why did I think I could make him see me differently? Worse, what if the way he sees me is the way I really am? Someone to be wary of, not loved. A sideshow abomination. A monster. I turn and run as fast as I can, and he doesn't try to chase me. I'm making that long, miserable climb up to my room when Bridget stops me, candle in hand, sleep bonnet on her head.
Who goes there?
It's only me, Bridget, I say, hoping she doesn't get any closer and notice I'm fully dressed.
What are you doing skulking around in the dead of night?
Please don't tell Mrs. Nightwing. It's just that I couldn't sleep.
Thinking about your mum, then?
I nod, feeling craven for the lie.
All right, it's just between you and me, but get yourself to bed.
It breaks me, this sudden kindness from Bridget. I can feel the borders of me unravelling. Good night, I whisper, passing her on my way up.
Oh, and by the way, I thought of that fancy name. The one Sarah started calling herself, came to me clear as day as I was doing the washing up tonight. I remembered Mrs. Spence telling me, oh, our Sarah thinks she's a goddess of old, just like the Greeks. That's when it come to me, when I was washing up the china cups with the Greek key pattern.
Yes? I ask. I'm suddenly very tired and not in the mood for one of Bridget's long-winded stories.
Circe,
she says, descending the stairs, her shadow just ahead of her.
That were the name she used to call herself. Circe.
Circe is Sarah Rees' tomb. Sarah Rees' tomb, who did not die in a fire 20 years ago, but who is alive and well and waiting for me. She is no longer a shadowy enemy, but flesh and blood, someone I could get to before she gets to me. If only I had some idea where she could be or what she must look like. But I don't. I am completely at her mercy. Or am I? Circe, Sarah Rees' tomb, was once a Spence girl, class of 1871. A girl in a photograph that has been removed but still exists somewhere. Finding that photograph is no longer a curiosity. It is a necessity. My only means of finding her before she finds me.